Officer Jack McGlam program. And just a couple more things, then we'll go to Ernie in Virginia about Chertoff. Folks, he's the one that co-authored the Patriot Act, the 300-plus page blueprint for the modern martial law state here in America, national security. By the way, it was patterned to great extent on the successes of the KGB in the Soviet Union for putting people under their military rule system over there. And then one of the little-known aspects is that he helped write the set up the National ID Card and also Homeland Security Act, and then the FEMA camps that are being set up right now to hold you and me, okay? Chertoff also had this card, the National ID Card, designed for Homeland Security by the former East German Stasi chief, communist Marcus Wolf, a master of manipulation and intimidation. And also, in addition to him, he hired a communist, Primakov, the former head of the KGB in the USSR. Now, these two former spy chiefs are who really run our secret national internal interior spy service on the American people. Bush employed them specifically for what they brought from their communist states. Now they decide who lives and who dies in America. These men have not changed. They're still communists like Chertoff is. They are who they are. They're who they are, and that's why Bush and his international criminal elite hired them for Homeland Security. With that said, let's go to our dear brother Ernie in Virginia. Ernie, welcome to the Officer Jack McGlam, brother. Hope you're doing well this weekend.
Oh, I am, Jack, and very concerned to hear about Eli and what's happening to him. And I was just thinking about which senators, in addition to McConnell, that might be of help to Eli.
That's true. Yeah.
Senator Webb from Virginia has been very outspoken recently, well, for some time, in defense of veterans and the VA, and expressing concern about these lengthy deployments of American soldiers in Iraq, and he's opposed to any extension of greater than 15 months. In fact, he would like to see it reduced, and I understand he's going to have legislation to that effect.
Good. Praise the Lord.
Yeah, praise the Lord for Senator Webb.
Yeah.
And also, God bless Eli for standing up for what's right. It reminds me of General Pace, who was the chairman of the Joint Chiefs of Staff, who was fired.
Yeah.
He had said back in February of 2006, "It is the absolute, quote, responsibility of everybody in uniform to disobey an order that is either illegal or immoral." And that was back in February of 2006. And more recently, I think, with this third carrier task force hitting to the Middle East and the war drums pounding and the UN, the resolutions in Congress encouraging the UN to, or I don't know if it was a resolution or a strong worded statement by the Congress to encourage the UN to have resolutions similar to the ones that were used against Iraq.
Yeah.
Preceded our attack on Iraq, but I think they're following the same path there to attack Iran. And only two congressmen stood up against it. One was Congressman Kucinich of Ohio, and the other was the Congressman Ron Paul of Texas,
yeah,
a Republican who stood out and warned the people that this would be very tragic. It would be a black day for America if we attack Iran with nuclear weapons, which fortunately, I think the administration is hitting that way. They wanted to get General Pace out of the way to accomplish it. But I'd like to talk about the national ID system.
Yeah. Hold on, Ernie. I hear the music, brother. Hang on. We'll be right back with you, okay? Yes, folks, do call more than Senator Mitch McConnell. Call your own senators and tell them about Eli Israel. Okay? Very good idea, Ernie. We'll be right back.
In Matthew 24, the disciples asked Jesus, What shall be the signs of thy coming and the end of the world? Jesus answered them, You shall hear of wars and rumors of wars. For nation shall rise against nation, and kingdom against kingdom, and there shall be famines, diseases, earthquakes in many places. Fellow Americans, we are living in this time of Earth's history. People everywhere are trying to understand these climatic world events in light of human wisdom, but without the wisdom of God, this is impossible. Our ministry would like to offer information on the Mark of the Beast and the Unholy Alliance. It includes four books and several DVDs for your information. It discusses America in prophecy, the Antichrist, tyrants and wars, secret societies, the New World Order, and much more. So to be prepared for what is coming on the world as an overwhelming surprise, call for your free materials, Packet F. 888-211-1715. Again, 888-211-1715.
Attention. This is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt? Maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing. But they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
In the United States, it is now estimated that over 90% of family income is now being used to pay back consumer debt. Because of financial problems, mostly from credit card debt, approximately 1 in 4 families struggle to pay bills on even basic necessities such as mortgage, food, and utilities. And with millions of people desperately searching for a fresh start, North American Educational Services is here to help you regain your financial independence. We are very proud that the Debt Relief Educational Services Program has helped over 8,100 families nationwide since 1998, eliminating over $215 million of credit card debt, and still counting, and enabled clients to stop monthly payments immediately. The NAES program is unique, designed to help you, the consumer, not your creditors. To take back your financial freedom, call 1-888-245-7097. That's 1-888-245-7097. Or visit www.integritydebtoptions.com.
System, which is modeled on the KGB and the Russian communist system, and also Hitler, I think, used that type of system.
Yeah.
There was an author, Stephen Yates, who does articles from time to time with newsreviews.com, and this past Thursday he wrote an article dated June 21st titled Real ID, Real Rebellion Boiling Over. And in the article he talks about all these states that are just have reacted now very strongly against this, including your home state of Idaho.
Oh, yes.
Maine, Montana, Tennessee, Nebraska, Nevada. I mean, in all total, 15 states, and including South Carolina, I think, recently in June, which makes 16 states have said no to the legislation. They're not going to implement it. And then there are many other states in process of saying no, totaling 37 of 50 states, and all the details are in this article by Stephen Yates on newsreviews.com. But
good.
As you go forward into the article, What he's talking about, you know, the so-called amnesty bill, the new amnesty bill, Senate Bill 1639, which followed 1348, and they're trying to move that this week. But what they're backdooring in that bill is the national ID system. What we have is 800 pages in this bill. We have no public discussion, and the propaganda ministry, our mainstream controlled press, won't have any discussion on the details in the bill. It's always, you know, we've got to do something. We need the so-called comprehensive immigration reform. People are pro and con and that kind of thing, but we need to do something. And then the president yesterday had some statement encouraging the people, the politicians, to take a stand. We need the action on their part. But he's sort of hoodwinking the public, because he's not talking about Cherkov's national ID system being included in the bill, nor is he talking about the provisions of his SPP, the Security Prosperity Partnership, or the North American Union agenda sections in this bill. He's leaving people off the cliff to believe that we need this to take care of our to secure our border, when you know we're not going to get any security out of that. But here's what the author, Stephen Yates, had to say. He says, let me get that page. One reason our national elites are desperately trying to keep, he said, Senate Bill 1348, which has now been superseded by 1639,
right,
allowed that the Kennedy-McCain-Graham amnesty for illegal aliens bill is that it incorporates an employment eligibility verification system that pulls what amounts to real ID in the back door through an equally stringent national identification system to be administered by the Department of Homeland Security.
Yeah, isn't that interesting?
Oh, yeah, through employment. This bill threatens severe penalties on the citizens of non-compliant states through the simple expedient of making it harder, if not impossible, to obtain legal work without the requisite federally approved proof of identity. Eventually, a DHS and its handlers tightened down the screws to coerce compliance. Those who refused to obtain the federal ID would simply be forced out of the above-ground workforce. Well, basically, all employers, all citizens, all employees will have to bring in their birth certificate and all this documentation once this thing is passed, if it's passed, and get approval by Homeland Security.
They
want total, absolute control over not only the over immigration, but over the citizens. So this is a power grab, and it's consistent with the European Union and with this this march on the North American Union agenda. And one thing President Bush is not talking about is his scheduled August 20th and 21st meeting in Montebello, Quebec, at the Fairmont Le Chateau Montebello Resort, to talk more on the North American summit. They're having another SPP meeting, and I assume this rush to pass this flawed, bogus amnesty bill is in response to that. But more importantly, there was a Bilderberg meeting last week or the week before in Turkey pushing for more control, moving in this direction. And a part of that agenda is even talking about increasing the price of gasoline, including taxes, up to $6 a gallon.
That's right. That's right. That's where they want it, brother. Matter of fact, $6, $7, $8 a gallon is the goal.
And that will bring the economy down. That will create chaos.
Totally crash the economy, brother, because my wife and I, before I left Idaho, we went out to eat at our Mexican restaurant place, and the prices have gone up, brother, because our gas there is $2.37 a gallon, or I'm sorry, $3.30 a gallon, and the people in the restaurant told us they have to raise their prices because the delivery trucks that are delivering the product are raising their prices on them, so as they raise the price of gas, brother, as you know, everything in America is going to go up and bring us down to third world nation status.
That is right. And now let me tell you what the latest is in the European Union from what I've been reading. And this relates to what we're talking about. These politicians are the super elites that now run the world. They want this one world government so bad, and they want a Middle East regional government. You were talking about the embassy in the Middle East.
Yeah.
And the deployment of the soldiers. They want a regional government there. They want total control. They want open borders. They want to eliminate the nation state concept. But because there was so much flack in the Netherlands and France and people saying no to the Constitution for the European Union, the politicians now are going to bypass the European citizens and go with a treaty to pass this European Union concept to tighten the screws on their people. Now, I think what's going to happen here, once the people better understand, and if this amnesty bill passes, then there's going to be a real rebellion in this country. And our senators who have committed treason, if they sign off and approve this and join Bush and this traitorous movement to put us under this North American Union and not disclose that to the American people, and our controlled Ministry of Propaganda, mainstream controlled press, has not said one thing about it, eventually it's going to leak out. And Dr. Corsi, I understand, is going to be on the Gordon Liddy show on Monday talking
really?
About his, oh, yes, from
fantastic,
from
good
10 a.m. to 1 o'clock p.m. Eastern Time to talk about his new book on the North American Union, titled The Late Great USA.
Yes.
And what's really driving this amnesty bill. So I encourage all your listeners to continue to call their senators. Let's call to help out Eli, but let's also call to say no to this amnesty bill and no to the North American Union and no to any more treason by this neocon administration.
Yes, brother, absolutely right. This is the most egregious bill that's come down the road, and there's been many egregious bills, but this is the worst because just what you told us alone will sink America. But then on the backside, too, when you have 30 million to 37 million illegals that can bring in 11 relatives themselves, we're looking at 350 million illegals coming in here. And there's only 300 million Americans.
Oh, I know. They are hell-bent on breaking this country and doing away with our Constitution, our Bill of Rights, and they have no respect for American citizens. They are above the law. This administration, with their letter-signing statements, ignore Congress, ignore the people, and how the Senate continues to go along with this president amazes me. They're either owned or they're in the same bid with him.
They're bought out, brother. They're bought out. Just the one organization alone, and that's not the corporations, the big corporations that put money in their pockets under the table, but AIPAC itself takes that $4 to $12 billion we give to the Zionist government over there. They take a lot of that and put it back in the pockets of our congressmen and senators to vote what they want, and what they want is world government. And what they want is to take over the Middle East. And so these guys are paid off and bought out, because you notice how our congressmen and senators, brother, go to Congress, and many times they're not millionaires, and when they come out, they're multimillionaires when they come out of the Congress or the Senate and retire on that real posh retirement system we give them.
Oh, absolutely, but there are exceptions. I have to bring to your attention, this is the House Resolution 351, proposed by 27 congressmen, and in Bob Chapman's latest newsletter this past Saturday, he talked about Representative Virgil Good of Virginia. It's from our 5th Congressional District. He's introduced a sense of Congress resolution stating that the U.S. should not enter into a union with Canada and Mexico. He says the debate over illegal immigration, quote, is a diversion to distract Americans from government efforts to enter into a North American union with Canada and Mexico, in the quote, at a rally in Washington, D.C., staged by anti-NAU, which is North American Union, SPP protesters, he said, quote, the SPP will send us on a glide path to the destruction of our sovereignty, and I always want the U.S. to be the best country in the world as it is today. It won't be if we're part of a North American union.
Yes, very true, Ernie. Well, brother, thank you so much for ringing our bell here. We've got to jump on this thing Monday, folks, and call, and I would say call every few hours. Call and just keep calling and faxing on this amnesty bill. God bless you, Ernie. Thanks a lot, brother. Okay, George in Florida and John in Tennessee will be with you in a minute here.
Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist unjust war. It is an established historical fact that the Vatican has publicly stated that the Iraqi war is an unjust war. However, it miserably failed to tell its Catholic soldiers that it is a mortal sin to attack Iraq. The Protestant ministers in unison should take the logical step of telling their soldiers that it is a serious offense against God to participate in this unjust war. However, if enough Protestant ministers do not take this logical step, then the lay Catholics and Protestants have a serious obligation to demand of their clergy to take this logical step publicly. Personally, I am doing all that I can to stop the continuation of the murder, carnage, and suffering that is being committed against the innocent people of Iraq in this terrible, unjust war. For additional facts regarding this grave matter, order the lecture by Father John Martinez entitled WW3 Can Still Be Prevented. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on our web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multiwave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5099. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? EvenStarForLife.com, EvenStarForLife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Since 1988, Herbal Healer Academy has been the global supplier of the finest natural medicines. We specialize in keeping you alive and healthy. We provide outstanding products like ECX, colloidal silver, olive leaf extract, oregano oil, and hundreds of herbals, oils, books, and educational materials. We have homeopathic detox solutions for chemtrails, radiation, MSG, and aspartame poisoning. We also train naturopathic healers via correspondence education. Why wait any longer? Go ahead and do it today. Sign up on the web and receive our new 120-page catalog and a current Herbal Healer newsletter free. Simply log on to herbalhealer.com and check out the online member testimonials and our hundreds of exceptional products. That's herbalhealer.com, your website for safe, effective, natural alternatives and education. That's herbalhealer.com.
The bell, brothers and sisters, I'm telling you, this is the week that we either save our country or we lose our country. If they pass that amnesty bill, it's all over for us. I have a brother who's just out of the military looking for a job. His name's Joe, and the other day he sent me this email, and he said he started the day early having set his alarm clock, which, by the way, was made in Japan, for 6 a.m. And while his coffee pot made in China was perking, he shaved with his electric razor made in Hong Kong. He puts on his dress shirt made in Sri Lanka, designer jeans made in Singapore, and his tennis shoes made in Korea. After cooking his breakfast with his new electric skillet made in India, he sat down with his calculator, made in Mexico, to see how much he could spend today. Okay, just out of the military, he doesn't have much money. After setting his watch that was made in Taiwan to the radio made in India, he got in his car made in Germany, filled up with gas from Saudi Arabia, and continued to search for a good-paying American job. At the end of another discouraging and fruitless day, checking his computer made in Malaysia, Joe decided to relax for a while. He put on his sandals made in Brazil, poured himself a glass of wine made in France, and turned on his TV made in Indonesia, and then sat there and wondered why he couldn't find a good American job. Well, folks, let's go to George in Florida. Brother George, welcome to the program.
Good afternoon, Jack.
Good to have you on, brother.
Yeah, I sat there and listened to your archives today, back from the Katrina episode. You're recovering.
Yes.
And I could tell you one thing, like I said with Michael Chertoff, FEMA's mission for going into New Orleans and the surrounding parishes, it was not to help the people in New Orleans, it was to create chaos.
Yes, uh-huh, true.
And the thing is, it's more like I have a CDL truck driver, I have a hazmat, and when I was on the road, I talked to many truckers that were bringing them relief supply, and they couldn't drop their trailer because there were so many trailers full of water and supply, there was no room to drop their trailer.
Yeah.
Some of them sat in drop yards for days waiting to deliver, and, you know, and they were sitting there losing money.
Uh-huh.
Just trailer full of water or whatever, and, you know, and it's like this was meant to create chaos. I mean, they wouldn't allow fuel in. They wouldn't. Walmart trucks wouldn't be allowed in. New Orleans Police Department, who moved their families out to Baton Rouge and try to get back in to help restore order. FEMA was turning them away, and a few of the cops in New Orleans that went for this gun grab turning their badges and gun and split because they wouldn't carry out that order. And, you know, you got enough California Highway Patrol, National Guard, going around grabbing guns and putting them in deuce in the house when you could be putting water and food and medical supplies in there.
Yeah.
I mean, it was a chaos. It's chaos. And like I say, they were jamming the radios. They were cutting the communication lines. I mean,
uh-huh.
it was all to create chaos. And I think
that's right.
They had to send in the cavalry and do it right away because I think they got caught red-handed, not doing what they're supposed to be doing. And, you know, a lot of lives could have been saved. And, you know, the thing is, my thing is, like, I'm sitting there trying to get footage and stuff and send it out to the sheriffs and the law enforcement saying FEMA is not your friend. I mean, we're better off doing it by ourselves. Sheriff's better off hiring a posse than bringing these people in. And, you know, it's like I said, it was all chaos. You talk about Michael Chertoff, and I put that at the hands of Michael Chertoff and President Bush, and I just think Brown, who was the head of the FEMA, was the man meant to fall on the sword in this situation.
Uh-huh.
And, you know, it's you know, I say it's chaos, and, you know, and it's more like the same thing with this amnesty. It's meant to create chaos. And,
yeah,
you know,
that's right, brother. You got to look at it this way, brother, that they've left the border open on purpose for homeland insecurity, and now they're saying we got to have a national ID card and we have to have amnesty because of all these illegal aliens in here. Duh. So you can tell it was all done on purpose, brother, and that's everything they do. FDR said it so well when he said anything that happens in government was planned that way. And that's what you're talking about, George, and I agree with you.
I mean, because I could tell, because I sat there and I talked on the Derrick Brownfield show and they had a guest on, and I said, if this bill passes, I said the ink won't be dried. Won't be driving after the president signs it. And I say, you're going to see a whole bunch of states in rebellion over this bill.
I mean,
you're going to see a lot of states in rebellion. And sadly enough, Florida is not one of them because Jeb Bush has got them so, got the federal government in Florida as its sugar daddy. You know, everything in Florida is federal, funded by federal money.
Uh-huh. Yeah.
And, you know, anyway, we tried asking about the Real ID Act, about amnesty, and you can't get an answer. I mean,
yeah.
A couple of legislatures tried to put it to the floor, and they were in political pressure from the Bush governorship strapped it. And, I mean, you know, when it's like you look where Jeb Bush lives down in Miami, that's a banana republic down there.
Yeah, uh-huh. That's right. That's right. But when you have billions of dollars in your pocket, as the Bush family does, you don't have to worry about the things you and I do, brother. Thanks, George. Appreciate it. Okay, we're coming to John in Tennessee right after the break. John, hang on. We'll be right back with you, brother. Thank you, George.
You're listening to the Republic Broadcasting Network. Because you can handle the truth.
Attention, this is an RBN Financial News Bulletin. Have you ever wanted to get out of debt, maybe even make some of your debts disappear completely? If so, and you're an RBN listener, there is a very real chance you will be able to do it. Here is why. A new manual has just been published that reveals how you can get out of debt in 90 minutes without any loans or bankruptcy whatsoever. The insider secrets revealed allow you to get out of debt so fast and so completely that it makes some people feel like they're stealing, but they're not stealing. The secrets taught in the manual are 100% legal and 100% ethical. It's just that bankers, debt collectors, and credit card companies don't want you to know about these loopholes. Don't be a prisoner of debt. Go to outin90.com. That's www.outin90.com or call 877-327-0365. RBN listeners receive a free DVD with purchase.
Are you paying exorbitant amounts of interest to your mortgage lender? We as Americans have been led down a path of paying excessive amounts of interest to the lending institutions. Stop paying tens of thousands of dollars in mortgage interest and start saving. Our financial experts have spent 2 years and about $2 million on a revolutionary interest reduction solution that will show you how to pay off 100% of your mortgage and other debt in as little as 8 to 11 years with no change to your current lifestyle or spending habits, no increase to your monthly mortgage payments, no refinancing, and no out-of-pocket expense. That's right. Take 19 to 22 years off your 30-year mortgage. This is not a bi-weekly payment program or a debt roll-down program. It's much more. Sound too good to be true? Find out just how good. Visit interestreductionsolutions.com or call 1-800-281-5094. That's 1-800-281-5094. Ask about our free DVD and financial analysis report.
With recent international flight from the dollar, it's confusing. How to protect your wealth against this invisible loss of purchasing power? Let the Republic Trading Group help you see through the fog and deception of the fiat money masters. The fact is, gold is and always has been the only insurance against the erosion of your wealth. So put the power of gold to work for you and rest assured your purchasing power is secure. Buy your gold from the most dependable and reputable dealer, Republic Trading Group. Call today 1-800-691-7898 and let Robbie Noel help you see through the fog. When you support the Republic Trading Group, you're also supporting Republic Broadcasting Network. So visit our new and improved website today, republictradinggroup.net, for daily news and information from around the world. Don't be confused. Call Republic Trading Group today, 1-800-691-7898, and lock in the power of gold.
Praise God, folks. We have a U.S. federal judge. U.S. federal judge, John, hold on. We'll be right with you, brother. But I just have this intel here. U.S. federal judge has now stood up and is criticizing Bush's orders for warrantless surveillance after the September 11, 2000 attacks. Here's what he says. He says, "We have to understand that you can fight the war on terrorism and lose everything you have in the area of civil liberties when you get through fighting the war," said Royce C. Lambert, U.S. District Court judge in Washington, and he was a former presiding judge of the Foreign Intelligence Surveillance Court, speaking at American Library Association's annual conventions. Praise God, folks. More people are standing up and speaking out today than ever before. Here's a federal judge that used to hand out these wiretaps on terrorism and espionage cases, and who's come out and speaking right out about Bush's destroying the Bill of Rights and our Constitution with his phony war on terror. Okay, let's go to John in Tennessee. John, welcome to the program, brother.
Oh, Jack, I appreciate it. You know, I've had kind of a strange thing happen in the last couple of days.
Yeah.
Well, I'm realizing, Jack, that, well, I've known it. I've known this for a long time. Is that it's time that Christians, and not just Christians, realize that what's in God's Word is truth. Okay.
Very true.
And I guess what I'm getting at is that when it says that we're, you know, in Ephesians 6, when it says that we're to put on the whole armor of God, when it says in Ephesians 6 that we're not necessarily wrestling against flesh and blood, but against principalities and powers, we've
yeah.
got to believe in good, and we've got to believe in evil. And if the Bible's true, it's there for us, you and I and others in the church, regardless of denomination. If we're trusting Christ for eternity, we have to realize, and I don't want to be preaching, but we've got to realize that he's given it to us in his word to use, not just in this day, but in all of time. People have gone to his word to find out what to do. So we've got to stand up and say, you know, some things are worth, in order to live free, you've got to be prepared to die for something.
Yes, absolutely.
You've got to be prepared to fight a fight.
Yeah.
To be able, like this judge in Washington, I don't know if it was Washington State or if it was in D.C.
U.S. District Court judge. Yeah.
Okay. I mean, it's remarkable to think that a judge that's there, you know, basically part of the game has said, I'm not playing the game. And to realize that, we've got enemies in the Middle East, Jack. I'm not disputing that. What I do know is that when I was in the military in 1975 until 78 in the Air Force, we were supplying Hussein and Iran.
We were making
friends of our enemies because they were enemies of one another.
Uh-huh.
And that the people that are masterminds behind this global government and this new world order knew in the 70s, they knew, and I believe they knew in the 20s, that they were going to, plans had it for a war between Iraq and Iran, at that time weren't
uh-huh.
called that.
Sure.
In the 80s, that it was on the drawing boards in the 20s or before, that they've got an agenda, they've got a game plan, and they're sticking to it.
That's right, brother. It's all planned out.
And it's the church, you know, for a Christian to say, I believe God's word. Okay, and I do. But the churches today are full of people that claim that they believe God's word and they're trusting Christ, and they're sleeping.
Uh-huh.
They may be awake in church singing songs and listening to some good preaching, but they haven't got a clue to what's going on. So here's what I'd like to know from you. Very simple question with a very difficult answer.
Okay.
Because I don't have the answer. And
all
I've been
right.
looking, I've been praying for an answer.
Yes.
What do you and I do to kind of poke people? I mean, we can choke them on the truth of this thing, and they'll spit it out like it's bad food.
Right.
What can we do to poke them, to draw them, to kind of peel these scales that are on the eyes of people, whether they call themselves Christians or Muslims or agnostics or whatever they are, to kind of reveal this truth of globalism to them? Where do we begin?
Well, God's blessed us with several good publications, and at the time, there's a number of them out there. One is so important that lays out everything you're talking about, brother, is the Protocols of the Learned Elders of Zion. Now,
I've got it at home.
Yeah, you know that in the 1900s, early 1900s, late 1800s, somebody wrote that book. Now, I'm not saying it's the Zionist Jews that did it. I'm just saying that whoever wrote that book knew all of this was foreplanned way back then.
Well,
and then we have God blessed us to sit down and start writing this book called Operation Vampire Killer 2000, our police and military manual. And we didn't know it had such a powerful impact on our police and soldiers by listing the quotes of prime ministers, presidents, Supreme Court justices, congressmen, and senators in that 75-page manual But that thing has awakened up more people because they know when they read it, brother, it's not you and me, but they know that prime ministers, presidents, Supreme Court justices all could not be lying about this new world order. And then there's another book out that I've talked about quite often, had the author on, Steve Wahlberg, who's a Jewish American, who's now a born-again Christian, wrote that book, End Time Delusions, which lays out how the Christians have been tricked by Lucifer to support this phony return of the Jews to Palestine over there in 1948, and he proves it in his book that it's phony. And then also he proves that the rapture doctrine of the pre-trib rapture is a phony doctrine that was created in 1835. So we have some great books out here. If people would just read them, I gave all three of those books to my sons, and they keep telling me they're too busy to read them. So I'll tell you, it's hard to get people today to sit down and read.
Well, not
even their Bible,
Jack.
Brother, it's hard to get Christians to even read their Bible today.
Well, see, and we are told, yeah, God's Word, we're supposed to study it, we're supposed to read it.
Right.
But, you know, the Bible also tells us that his people perish for lack of knowledge.
Amen.
And we can pray our hearts out, and I believe God answers prayer. And we can do what 2 Corinthians says to do.
Uh-huh.
But unless we put some actions behind it, God says he would either us be hot or cold, but if we're lukewarm,
he'll spew us
out of his mouth.
That's right.
And we've got a nation full of people that there's not a lot of doubt in my mind that many of them are sincerely blood-bought, born-again Christians.
Yeah.
But they're sleeping.
They're lukewarm. Yeah, they're lukewarm, brother. Listen, brother.
Jack, I appreciate it, man. I love you. If I had the money, I'd say keep your vet. Here's the money for your,
thank you,
for
brother.
Your water treatment.
Lord bless you, brother.
If I could do it, I'd do it.
Yeah, Lord bless you so much.
That's on my prayer list, too, my friend.
Well, listen, thank you for bringing this good information to us, too, John, and God bless you.
You too, Jack.
Okay, bye-bye. Talk to you later. Let's go to Mike in Florida. Mike, welcome to the program, brother.
Hello?
Yes.
Yeah, this is Mike. I'm calling from Maryland.
Yeah, let me tell my producer there to turn your volume up a little bit on the callers, if you would, producer, because I'm just barely able to hear John and Mike. That would be good. Go ahead, Mike.
I'm calling from Maryland. I got into a website just out of curiosity, and I saw some strange picture on there of a little boy going to the bathroom, and there looks like a paramilitary guy with a submachine gun watching him. What's the story behind that picture?
I don't know. I've seen that same picture, a guy with a machine gun behind this little boy, and I don't know what that is, brother. Maybe some callers would know, but we've received it at our two police and military associations, too, and I guess it's a sign of the times to come that we're even going to be watched when we go to the bathroom, maybe.
It's pretty pathetic. Hey, listen, I don't know if you remember now, but a couple weeks ago I called up. I told you about a website I thought you'd find interesting to check out, rexcurry.net, rexcurry.net. Did you get a chance to check it out?
No, I sure haven't, brother. I've been traveling and just having a very upsetting time there in Idaho, but I'm finally down here, and I hope to get to check it out as soon as possible. What is that website again?
It's www.rexcurry.net. CURRY.net.
Okay, REX, what is it?
CURRY.
CUR?
Charlie, CURRY.net.
.net. Okay, good. I'll try to do that now that I'm down here in stationary, but I haven't had a chance yet.
Sure, basically it shows American kids in the early 1900s up until the 20s and 30s given the American flag the Nazi salute in their classrooms.
Oh, that's right. You told me about that. Yes.
It's really bizarre. But I don't want to take up too much time. I just mentioned a couple items. I was on my way to work yesterday. I was passing by the newsstand, and had the Washington Times I try not to buy the Washington Times too much because it's owned by the Moonies.
Right.
But they have the story in there on the front page, and I heard this documented from a couple of other places where Tony Blair is going to become a Catholic. I don't know what do you think the story is behind that?
Well, I know that the Catholic leadership is setting up the New World Religion. We have the documentation to prove that. The Catholic people don't know that, but the Catholic leadership is setting up the Antichrist World Government Religion. And Tony Blair, that'd be, you know, he's going to stay in promoting the New World Order, so I guess that's a good place for him.
Well, from what I understand, the end times religion, the Catholic Church is going to try to embrace and put all religions under one umbrella.
That's right.
But, you know, the word Catholic actually means all-encompassing, all-embracing.
Uh-huh.
The word Catholic actually means, the compilation or, you know, embracing of all different people, you know.
You know, I didn't know that, Mike. I didn't know that, but it makes sense, doesn't it? Because Pope John II was going all over the world, and I actually have the videos from Tex Mars, his video that people should get to prove this, is the Pope Catholic? The Pope was going all over the world telling people that they don't need to, you know, snake handlers, witches and warlocks, that they don't need Jesus Christ to go to heaven, that their own religion will get them there, and bringing them under the Catholic umbrella. So the Catholic people, the dear Catholic people, and I have many of them in my family, my wife's family is all Catholic, they don't even know this, you know. But then the Baptists and the Lutheran and Methodists and Mormons and others don't know that their leadership's leading them into this Antichrist world government system either. So we've got a serious problem, and we do perish for lack of knowledge, and Mike, that's the problem we have right now.
Well, you know, this might upset people, but I don't consider the Catholic religion Christian. I mean, if you look at it, you know, when the Roman Catholic Church conquered Western Europe, they were mostly Celtic peoples, and they worshipped Druidism, so they adopted a lot of the Druidic practices.
Uh-huh.
The idea of the holy water, of sprinkling holy water, I mean, that's witchcraft.
Yes.
And the ancient Celts would...
Well, yeah, and if you read about Emperor Constantine, 300 years after the Bible was complete, you know, the Catholics love to tell us that we, all of us Christians, were under the Catholic Church at one time, and that's not true. I'm reading the Acts of the Apostles right now, and 300 years before the Catholic religion was ever created by Emperor Constantine and two other dudes, bringing paganism and Christianity together at that time, the Bible was complete 300 years before that, the New Testament and the Old Testament. So, yeah, it was set up by Emperor Constantine so that he could have great power that he saw the priest having that he didn't have. You know, the priest of these cults and these pagan organizations, he didn't have the power they had, and so he put the Catholic Church together so he'd have the power of running the church, his own creation, and running the government, too.
Plus the fact, you know, the Virgin Mary is worshipped as a goddess, more or less.
Yes.
And the idea of calling a priest father is blasphemy if you look at the... New Testament, you know, because I think Christ is only God in heaven is called Father. I mean, I could go on. And
yeah,
I
know that, Mike.
I know most Catholics are good people, but I'm just leery of organized religion in general.
Well, that's good, Mike. We pulled out, my bride and I pulled out of organized religion because we need to get back to the Christian faith, not religion, where Christ is the faith that we're involved in. And not some religious organization, because all the mainline churches we have discovered are taking us into this Antichrist world religion, and the Pope hopes to have it under the Catholic Church, and it looks like that's the way it's going, because all of the Protestant glitterbugs, million-dollar glitterbugs on TV, multimillionaires on TV, are leading us under the Catholic Church at this time. They call themselves former Protestants now. They're no longer protesting and taking us back under the Catholic Church. So, Mike, I've got to run to other callers. But Lord bless you, Mike, very much for your information. You're right on target. You take care, brother.
You too. Thanks a lot.
Take care. Right. Yeah, folks, it is true. Now, you know, I have blessed Catholic friends and relatives who are great Americans and love God. And I have Baptist friends. I used to be a Southern Baptist and then First Church of God. And when I saw the leadership leading us into this Antichrist religion, I got out. And so we're not against the Catholic people. The Catholic people just don't know. They're destroyed for lack of knowledge, too. Just like the Baptists and the Lutherans and the Methodists and the Mormons and all these mainline denominational faiths. Let's go to Ron in Oklahoma. Ron in Oklahoma, welcome to the program, brother.
Jack, Shakespeare said the Lord helped those who helped themselves.
Yes, very good.
If they want to change something, they need to be taping your program or Terry Anderson's or other good RBM programs, making them use of RBM's free archives.
Yes.
Downloading these programs, putting them on CD, getting them out here to everybody, Jack. Making it easy, picking up copies of Loose Change 2.
Yeah.
Really good DVDs, getting them out there.
Hey, Ron, Ron, can you hold on?
Yeah.
We'll be right back after the break with Ron in Oklahoma, folks. Stay tuned. We'll be right back.
Stand up and be counted. Catholic priest calls for Christians to resist Bush's impending unjust attack against Iran. George W. Bush lied to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iraq. Now he is lying to the world to get the backing of the American people to attack Iran. The Catholic and Protestant clergy have failed miserably to come out publicly against the upcoming unjust attack of Iran. Therefore, the lay Catholics and Protestants should demand of their respective clergies to take a righteous public stand against this upcoming Iranian unjust war. Each one of us will render to God a strict account of what each of us did to stop these diabolical tyrants, like George W. Bush, who, as roaring lions, go about the world seeking whom to murder. For additional facts concerning this upcoming Iranian unjust war, order the one-hour lecture by Father John Martinez entitled Stand Up and Be Counted. Just go to www.republicbroadcasting.org and click on the web banner for more information and ordering.
Imagine if powerful technology existed to help your body neutralize pathogens, revitalize cells, and intensify your immune system. How do you think that might affect your wellness and longevity? One of the most powerful breakthroughs in electromedicine was the multi-wave oscillator created by Drs. Tesla and Lakovsky. More powerful and useful than Rife machines, Evenstar photonic multi-wave oscillators are designed to send trillions of life-enhancing frequencies deep into organic tissue to help eliminate chronic and acute wellness conditions at their source. Over the past 14 years, Evenstar users time and again report excellent results working with a wide range of wellness conditions. To learn why Evenstar may be your perfect wellness and longevity solution, visit evenstarforlife.com or call 888-333-5095. Serious wellness threats are on the rise. Don't you owe it to your family to explore this powerful technology today? evenstarforlife.com, evenstarforlife.com, or 888-333-5095. That's 888-333-5095.
Hi, Steve Shank, Fearless Task Force. Sure, you've got a mortgage and credit cards. Your debt creation is probably the smartest thing you've ever done. How would it be to find $75,000, $150,000, $200,000 or more you never knew you had? Now the task force has strategies to make these debts into virtual savings accounts. Ben Franklin said, a penny saved is a penny earned. By doing nothing more than you're doing right now, because you've used your credit, the right strategies can make the debt part of your financial life the smartest thing you've ever done. Oh, by the way, your strategies cost you nothing out of pocket. Go ahead and check out the debt elimination scams if you'd like to. You wouldn't take money from a loan shark, so you may not want to give your money to a debt shark. For an understanding of what a financial genius you truly are, call 800-409-5633. On the web, mydebtfreepath.com. 800-409-5633.
Okay, let's go right Ron in Oklahoma. Ron, go right ahead, brother.
Jack, you can get, if you watch the Sunday papers, you can get these CDs and DVDs cheap at places like Office Depot, Compact,
yeah.
Say 10 cents for CDs for 100-pack or 16 for DVDs for 100-pack. Watch the sales. Buy 100 at a time. Get them cheap. Copy this stuff. Get them out. Establish a network of distributors, other like-minded people who will copy yours or download their own. Get this information especially out to these kids. These National Guard recruiters are sucking their blood, hounding them. The people are starved for information. I mean, everybody I talk to, they are literally starved here in Oklahoma. And the key to it is to get this information out and keep getting it out and more and more and more and getting more people involved and bypass or control media. Get around it. Explain to people our media is controlled, that all we're getting is nonsense. Anna Nicole and Paris Hilton.
Yeah.
Tell them
true.
That.
That's the national news, brother.
Well, I
yeah.
know, but we just have to tell them, hey, look, you don't believe me that the media is controlled. What do you hear on the media? Look at it. Paris Hilton, Anna Nicole, it's garbage. It's nonsense. It's just a distraction. It's fluff. It's what I tell them, Jack. Pay
yeah.
attention. Watch. This is not the real world.
Yeah.
We're being conned here, folks. Get this information out to them, Jack, and because they want the information, and that's the only way we're going to beat this. Sitting around debating the Bible or praying, I mean, hey, like I say, the Lord helps those who help themselves, Jack. I have seen it. You've got to get off their dead butts and do something. And besides that, Jack, there's one other thing. Here in Oklahoma, we have the country's strongest immigration bill, okay? It has not even gone into effect yet. It won't go into effect until this fall. But
right.
as a result of this bill being passed, I'm now starting to see blacks and whites working on lawn crews, street crews, working more in restaurants. And if Americans wouldn't do these jobs, they wouldn't be getting done now, Jack.
Yes, true.
Americans just can't afford to work for free like these Mexicans will. Hey, Mexicans are great people. That's not the problem. But we've got a lot of Americans here, blacks, whites, green, yellow, purple, a lot of people who need jobs, who want jobs.
Yes, true, very true.
And if they've got somebody who will come in here and work for half price. I was talking to one guy who was working at a manager in a fast food restaurant here a while back, and black guy was telling me when he was opening the new store that he had had more Mexicans than he could count coming in wanting jobs, but they wanted to work off the record. They wanted to work for cash.
Right.
And they were
yeah.
willing to work cheap. And he said, no, man, I can't do that. And, you know, I've got to do things on the up and up.
Yeah.
But this is the way it goes, Jack. And if your listeners don't believe that they can change things, just think about Oklahoma. If they
yeah.
would get on the phone and hound their congressman, their senator,
yeah.
get this message out.
Good. Ron, listen, we're out of time, brother.
Okay, Jack.
Appreciate it. You had a good message for us and a very accurate message, and I hope the people heard it and will do exactly what you said.
Thank you.
Ron, thank you so much, brother. Have a great week.
Right.
And we'll talk to you next weekend. Folks, that's it for today. It just goes too fast. Would love to hear from more of you. But I want to tell you something, folks. God told us to be involved. He didn't say just pray. Yes, we're supposed to pray. But in Deuteronomy 94:16, he says, who will stand up for me against the workers of iniquity? Who will rise up for me against the evildoers? He's asking the question, folks. I hope and I do pray that you are standing up against the workers of iniquity. God bless you, and don't forget, this old cop truly does love you. Good day.
A message for all.